Crucifixion and Burial. Jesus was condemned to die by crucifixion. Pilate turned him over to Roman soldiers, who put a crown of thorns on his head. They laughed and said, "Look, the King of the Jews!" They beat him and spit on him. Then they led him away to be crucified. Along the way, they grabbed a man and made him carry the cross. A large crowd followed, mourning and crying. They took Jesus and two criminals outside the city walls to a place called the Skull. All three were nailed to crosses with Jesus in the middle. Pilate wrote a sign to indicate the charge against Jesus and had it put on the cross. It simply said, "King of the Jews." The chief priest said, "Don't write King of the Jews. Instead, put, he says he's the King of the Jews." Pilate said, "What I've written, I've written." After the crosses were put into place, Jesus prayed, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." It was 9 o'clock in the morning. Some of the people shouted, "If you're the Son of God, come down from the cross." The religious leaders laughed. "Oh, he can save others, but he can't save himself. He says he's the Son of God. Why isn't God helping him now?" One of the criminals hanging next to Jesus yelled, If you are the Messiah, save yourself and us." The other criminal yelled back, "Don't you fear God? We deserve to be crucified, but this man is innocent." And he said, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus said, "Today, you'll be with me in paradise." The soldiers took the clothes of Jesus and divided them among themselves. His robe was seamless, so they threw dice to see who would get it. Jesus saw his mother standing near the cross and John nearby. He said, "Mother, look to John as your son. John, take care of my mother." Around noon, darkness covered the entire area and lasted for 3 hours. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Jesus cried out, "My God! My God! Why have you forsaken me?" Then he said, "It's finished!" And he bowed his head and died. At that moment, there was an earthquake. Huge boulders split in two. The veil of the temple ripped from top to bottom. The soldiers standing near the cross were afraid when they saw all of this. One looked up at Jesus and said, It's true. He was the Son of God." Later in the afternoon, other soldiers came to break the legs of those on the crosses. They did this to speed up their death. First, they broke the legs of the two criminals. But when they came to Jesus, they saw that he was already dead. Just to make sure, a soldier thrust a spear into his side. A rich man named Joseph went to Pilate and got permission to bury the body of Jesus. The religious leaders also met with Pilate and said, this deceiver told his disciples that after his death, he would raise from the dead on the third day. We're afraid they'll come and steal the body and then tell everyone that he rose from the dead." Pilate agreed to put a Roman seal on the stone, and he assigned guards to watch the grave. Joseph and his friend Nicodemus helped take the body down from the cross. They wrapped it in strips of cloth with a mixture of spices. Joseph then laid it in his own tomb and rolled a large stone across the entrance. A Roman seal was put on the stone. Then soldiers stood in front of the grave to guard the body of Jesus.